speaking after knowledge, patient gathering after this mess. So I welcome the occasion to come to celebrate mass with you all this morning. Well, the same thing very much on the bench. We welcome you. Thank you all very much. I feel always very welcome when I come here. One thing I'll point out in case anyone has noticed it and saying, why is that here? I noticed when I walked in here to St. Dominic, well, St. Joseph. And it is a tradition in the church that when the bishop of the diocese visits, a seventh candle, an extra candle, is placed on the altar as a sign of the bishop is here. So he's sitting there going, why is that candle there? Was there last week? It's an old tradition. But anyhow, when we're watching television, watching our program or our game, all of a sudden, it's interrupted, and a voice says, breaking news. Well, we know something important is going on. It's designed to get our attention. In this time of year, it's a warm time of year, charming time of year. We're putting up lights, decorations, having parties, getting ready for Christmas. And we come in here to St. Dominic Church, and instead of lights and decorations, in effect, the church says to us, breaking news. It interrupts this warm and charming season. And instead of hearing readings about angels and mangers, who will be presented here? John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is not the warm and charming figure in Scripture. Remember, the Scripture of him, he wears animal skins, he eats insects, he lives out in the wilderness, in the desert. We can only wonder what he looked like, what he smelled like. He is not the warm, fuzzy character in the Bible. And his message is not a warm, charming message. To repent, make straight the way of the Lord. The church, in fact, says to us, breaking news, great corrupting, all the customs for a very important reminder that the birth of the one we're about to suffer. This baby that we're about to place in the manger did not come to us so that we could have a festival, but rather came to us to die on the cross because we are sinners. And the church, in fact, says to us, in the midst of all the beauty and all the wonder of this season, wait a minute. Let's remember what we are about to celebrate. That a Savior has been sent to us. Because we are in need of salvation, of forgiveness. And so we are not all just to place the statue of Christ child in the manger, but to place Christ into our very lives and hearts. And for us to look at where in our lives we have not made straight the way of the Lord. That's one of the hardest things that we're ever asked to look at ourselves honestly and to see where we are sinners, where we fit, what are our faults. Because we prefer to make excuses for ourselves and to rationalize our failings and our sins and to say, oh, God understands. The message of John the Baptist is repent. Make straight way. Before we celebrate his birth, to look at where we are keeping his gift of salvation out of our lives. That first reading from Isaiah says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon each one of us. And we've been given Lent, these years of our lives, to let the Spirit of the Lord live in us. And hate goodness. To make the world a little better because we're in it. And for us to look at our lives and say, where is it that I'm doing that, and where is it that I'm failing to do that? To look over this past week, how did I treat you? What values did I live by? Did I care about anybody else? Did I forgive? Was I generous? Did I make myself present to others? And probably problems with ourselves this past week had good and bad things. We succeeded, we failed. And for us to look to see how can I be a better person than I am to make straight away the world. Now, I'm glad my nephew is not here this morning. He's probably a little bit embarrassed. But when he was a little boy, he's grown now, he has children of his own. But I remember one Christmas morning, I was over at his house, my sister's house, near husband. My other sister, his aunt, was there. We had all bought him Christmas presents. We had gone through a lot of effort and expense to try to find the right thing for him. I can remember being in Walmart trying to find just the right teenage mutant ninja turtle figure for her to wrap up and put under the tree for him. There were all the presents on the tree. He came running to the room. He saw the presents and he started opening his things. And his parents, his aunt, me, his uncle, we all watched. See which presents we like. What toy is he going to play with? You know what presents we're going to play with? The wrappings, the boxes, the bows. I see that spot we would see. Hey, look at all the effort we had gone to the expense to give me that present, and instead he was playing with the wrappings. I think sometimes God looks at us and says, look at the gift I have given to you, my own son, the gift of salvation, one at such a cost, and look at my children. They're playing with the rabbits, the decorations, the carols, the pageants, the shopping. And there's nothing wrong with practice. But we can, at this time of year, get so caught up in the wrappings that we forget the present, the gift. Unto us a child is given. Unto us a son is born, says Scripture. The Savior. And it's for us to remember the gift. In the midst of all the battles, which are wonderful, the church says to us, we interrupt this season to remind us of the importance to make straight the way of the Lord.